Crap. Okay. Mage in the Machine, this is Oz. How may I help you?
Mrs. Cartwright, I was just about to call you, actually.
Of course you do that. Well, your new PC has been set up as requested. Yes, ma'am. Your books have been transferred over as PDFs, just like you wanted. Yes, ma'am. You can totally still use the physical copies. It is truly a wonder, isn't it? How's 3 o'clock sound for a pickup? All right. I'll see you then. You have a good day now. Wait, what the hell? Why the hell are we recording? Well, yes, I know I need to start keeping a record. My handwriting is ass, you know this. Okay, yes, but I was going to get around to it at some point. No, I'm not. I'm not mad, Great Aunt Caroline. Yes, you're completely right. I need to start working on it. Yes, okay, I love you too. Okay. Alright. Well, my name is Oz Grimhollow, and if you're listening to this, then one of three things has happened to stop me from resetting the timer on my server. That I'll totally put together sometime soon. Number one is I may have partied a bit too hard, and I'm now laying down somewhere on the floor, more than likely surrounded by a few choice bottles of cheap booze. Sadly, this can happen, and if that's the case, you're more than welcome to wake me up with extreme force. Number two, for some reason outside of my control, I can't get to my server, and didn't have time to inform anyone else on how to reset it. This could either be due to either a kidnapping of myself, or if I was in a very big hurry. Either way, I hardly doubt it was anything good. The last and most likely reason is that I'm simply dead. Don't feel bad, it was a long time coming. I just hope it was for a good reason and not because I slipped and broke my damn neck on the stairs. Either way, if this is the situation, then I have to go ahead and issue an apology. Sadly, if I'm truly gone, then it means my job has been passed on to you. Now, there's a good chance if you're listening to this, you may have no idea who I am. Maybe we met once, twice, or not at all, but you left an impression of someone I could probably trust. The other option is we are in some long-lost way related, and you have just been pulled into the family business. If that's the case, then, God, I am so sorry. I'm hoping that at least some of you are familiar with more paranormal aspects of our world, but if not, then these recordings, along with some possible short lessons I'll interlace, will at least get you up to date on how things work. For starters, I live in the small town of Ravens Requiem, Illinois. Go ahead and try to pull it up on Google if you'd like. At best, you'll get a couple posts from Reddit and maybe an ad for a small diner called Poe's Last Supper. For what it's worth, they make really good French toast and highly recommend it if you ever find the place. This entire area lives on what I like to call a magical fault, or more commonly known as a ley line, as you'll hear more experienced or upstarty folk call it. Because of that, all sorts of supernatural beings and folk are drawn here, as if it were a beacon. Due to my less than normal career choice, you can see why I'd live in such a place. Though calling it a choice is not exactly the word I'd use. Everyone here is connected to the supernatural in some form or another, but that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the perks of modern life. Funny enough, we actually get really good Wi-Fi. The other day, in fact... Yeah, that's about right. Okay, so it looks to be some kind of radio. You're getting power, but the speakers seem to be shot. Maybe if I... Alright, so we're sending audio out, and with this, the sound being sent to us should be... Hey, there we go. Yes. Oh God. Yes. We are picking up. My name is Oz. May I ask who I'm speaking to? I'm Sasha Granmore of the USS Eastern Wind. Oh, sorry. The speakers on the radio are shot. I'm having to run your feed through a text-to-speech program. Yeah, it's a bit weird, but so is your current situation, I'm assuming. No. No, sorry, I'm not really affiliated with any world government or military branch. I'm broadcasting from a small town called Raven's Requiem, Illinois. Yeah, it is kind of weird that such a landlocked state would be picking up the broadcast of a far-out ship. Something tells me, though, this isn't the weirdest thing you've been dealing with today, Miss Granmore. Sorry, Mrs. Granmore. And I'll call you Sasha if you call me Oz. Well, it's a pleasure. So, what's this problem of yours? Oh, I like you. Yes, for the record, you shouldn't trust some random voice coming out of your radio, even if it's clearly a charming yet rugged IT technician who has a heart of gold but a dark and mysterious past. Yes. Okay, yes. And he's clearly just a little bit of a prick. Sasha, I'm gonna be frank with you because I'm guessing time is not on our side because it never is. This world is filled with horrifying, impossible, and utterly terrifying things. The kind of monsters they make cheap horror movies about that you laugh at but secretly fear when the lights go out. Since I've been young, these kind of nightmares have just been a normal fact of life for me. Like accepting the sky as blue, or never drink so much that everything tastes like bad whiskey for 3 days straight. But do you know what I fear after so long on the job? The idea of a spouse waiting for their partner to come home and finally understanding that they never will. That they will never, ever get the chance to see them again, nor know what happened or even why it happened. Gonna take a shot in the dark and assume you're a mom, maybe? Just getting the general vibe. Oh, wow, 12 years old. Lord, are you ready for the teenage years? I mean, hell, if you can handle that, there's not a monster alive who can beat you, Sasha. Okay. Let's start out easy. Is any of your crew nearby? All of them. Is there any sign of a struggle? Hell, I'll take blood stains. Okay, how many people were there total on the ship then? And all the lifeboats are still there. Okay, so that's not great to hear. Well, it means whatever happened to them happened fast and scary levels of well planned. Okay, where were you when this happened? So the door opens only from the inside. Why the hell was a vault of that caliber stored on your damn ship? What kind of things, Sasha? Sasha, I need you to be honest with me. What the hell kind of things were you people carrying? What do you mean by weird-looking statue? Describe it and do not leave out a single detail. Oh, dear God. Listen very closely to me, Sasha. Are you still inside the vault? Son of a bitch. Okay, listen, you need to get to a lifeboat as quickly as possible. Is the radio portable? Go then. You need to get your ass on one of those boats as quickly as possible. Don't worry about the reason. Just get over there. They'll be coming back for the statue at any moment, and for you. They don't leave witnesses, Sasha. No, they're not human. Think fish folk, but mean as hell and normally a lot more picky about their targets. Crap. Okay, well, these bastards hit smaller ships more than anything else. Possibly a tiny seaside town from time to time, but nothing this big. Damn, Sasha, whatever the hell you were paid to move is worth enough that they'd risk exposing themselves. I have an idea of what they'd use it for. This really isn't what you should be focusing on right now, Sasha. We need to get you off that ship. Everything else is second. Sasha, please do not do this. You have a 12-year-old girl waiting at home. She's expecting Mom to come through that door any second now, and I cannot have you disappointing her. Yes, okay? Yes, they will use the damn thing to hurt more people, but that's not something you have to... Yeah, I mean, well... No. No, I can't promise. We will get to them in time before they have a chance to use it. Damn it, that's not fair. Fine. Okay, fine. We need to find a way to take the ship out and get you back to the lifeboats.
You can do that?
Well, I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty badass. Where did you learn that? Okay, which branch? Well, damn, okay, that explains a lot. And you'll promise me you can set it and get enough time to make it off the damn ship. Then I'll do what I can to support you from here.
Yeah, I'll send you the bill after this. My rates are surprisingly fair, if I do say so myself.
Really the time to be talking about something like that? Fine. Okay, fair enough. The shop has been in my family for generations. Just changing with the times as the tech has evolved.
Yeah, it started as a radio repair place and just took off from there. Even in town as weird as this one, people still need IT support. Would it kill the moment if I said we didn't have a choice in the matter? My great-great-however-many-great-grandfather pissed something off known as the Keeper of Keys. Well, he tried to combine magic with tech of his time to somehow unlock secrets that we mere mortals are not supposed to know. I guess the Keeper took offense to that and cursed him and his bloodline to act as kind of supernatural magnets. Okay, think of it this way. Every time in a horror movie, someone is supposed to come across a cursed item or be stalked by a horrible monster, it instead ends up at my doorstep. Now, obviously, not every single one, but any of the Keeper sends my way. At least, that's what most of us think. Me, personally, I think it picks only a few and the others are random. That said, neither idea has anything really backing it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it sucks, I'm not gonna lie. Being told by your parents that you're gonna be forced to face true nightmares over and over again really kills the vibe.
No, my folks are gone. Along with basically any other family.
Look, we can go into any details you want after you get off the ship. Do you hear anything? See any sign of anything nearby?
Okay, let's hurry then. Nothing worries me more than silence.
Alright, prime it and get the hell out of there. It should be a straight run back now.
What kind of sound?
Sasha, there's no way in hell it's your crewmates. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, but they're already dead. Is there any way back to the boat? These things would have ignored the lifeboat if they think the ship is empty. Shit. Would it take that much longer? Then go. Just go. If it's already primed, then you need to get your ass off the ship. No. Okay. Third option. Any other route you can think of? Of course there's time. There's always time, Sasha. You need to get home. You have people waiting for you. No. No, don't you dare. You stubborn asshole.
Sasha. Really? You're asking about that now? Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can't say no, can I?
this kind of life, it hurts people. Sometimes so bad they don't ever bounce back, I guess. I guess I never really bounced back myself. Never was able to move past the fear of losing someone who matters so much and knowing it's my fault.
You, a matchmaker. Well, damn, I would love to see it.
They'll be taken care of. Sasha, I promise you, they'll be taken care of. No, I was no help to you at all. You could have done this maybe even better without me. Thank you. Thank you. I'll try to remember that. Sasha? Damn it! Damn it! Damn it!
I knew the name of that ship sounded familiar.
The USS Easter Wind went up in a massive fireball about 8 years ago. No bodies were found, and the cargo on board was completely destroyed. On the inside of the inner vault were the words, best IT support ever. Labeling this as support ticket number 041825. Summary of events. Radio of unknown age arrived with the ability to contact the final moments of the USS Easter Wind and one Sasha Granmore. The ship was carrying an unknown statue of disastrous power and was attacked by yet-to-be-determined entities, though I have a feeling they have connections to the Innsmouth incident. Nevertheless, as records show, Sasha bravely gave her life to destroy both the ship and the statue, hopefully taking a few of the bastards out with her. Current status. Marking this ticket as failed, yet incomplete. I doubt the Keeper is going to leave this as a one-and-done, considering there may be more than one statue out there. Someday, though, somehow, I'm going to kill.